Some of the people living with disabilities say they have struggled over the years to access HIV/AIDS information written in Braille, and to make matters worse, they've never attended workshops that normally conduct sessions in sign language. Tapiwa Zapasi of the Freedom to Persons Living with Disabilities in Zimbabwe says HIV/AIDS information packages are normally not properly packaged as they are not written in Braille, while the deaf cannot receive information at times owing to lack of caregivers fluent in sign language.
Most of the materials being used on the HIV and AIDS are either sideline people with disability. For example, some Braille are not there for HIV and AIDS. You find much of the information, for example, from a condom, much of the information in Braille is in written, it's not in Braille, in which it doesn't mean that a blind person cannot use the condom. So you try to get Agungo Shandisagi, but there are not much information how to use on that material things.
Zapasi further says people living with disabilities like albinos are being targeted by unscrupulous Zimbabweans who believe that having sex with them can result in them being cured of the HIV virus. He says the bottom line is that they have been discriminated for a long time.
It will become a cure to the HIV. So those are the myths that are within our society. Also, I come to the issue of accessibility of information. When a kind of man would die, why was excluded in the issues of HIV and AIDS? Maybe in the area because we are the minority group, which we have been taken as the people who are not suited to that information. Yeah, maybe with element of the disability. So it has been happening for a long day, for many years, and it's still happening, in which the people are being deprived from the rights to access the information.
Zapati says all hope is not lost, though, since they strive to get included in data sharing on many health issues.
It's inclusion and also total inclusion of the people in the meetings, in which we are being sidelined. But in this case now, we are advocating for total inclusion of the people of disability in all activities, so that maybe it could be a source of eradication of this disease. I think that's the way forward.
Wallace Mfumwa of the Freedom to the People Living with Disabilities says all organizations involved with the people living with disabilities should work together to lobby for the government to seriously take the health issues affecting them seriously. Mfumwa says this should prevent the abuse and exclusion of people living with disabilities from critical health information that is to be easily accessible and usable.
Right, as Freedom to the Disabled Persons in Zimbabwe, we would want all DPOs, disability organizations, to have combined efforts to try to sensitize citizens about disability, about HIV. This is very correct that disabled people are not spared. They are the most vulnerable people. There are a lot of myths around this. Some would want to have affair or sex with people with disabilities so that they will be cured. Especially people with albinism are the most vulnerable group. People who are wheelchaired are also another group.
Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from provincial medical officials and Health Minister David Parenya Twa. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mtare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.